Was Yad can Yahweh lie? Did he tell a lie to Shotan? Shotan was a liar from the beginning because he did not live in truth. He did not abide in the way of Yah. When a man gets out of the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah, he doesn't abide in truth. That's why HaMashiach came to lead us to the path of his Torah. And that is what the Ruah does, brothers and sisters. He did not come to preach some other form of doctrine. He came to build upon what the Nabis, the prophets, had already established and what the Torah had given unto them. He came to build and show us the strength of the integrity of the Torah. Every word of Yah is pure. And his servants, he trusted. We have refuge in every word of Yah. Do you not? I have refuge in every word. We find comfort. When it cuts me, we find comfort. Hallelujah. Even after it cuts you, it brings them, it comes to mollify or to heal the cut. It's sharp and powerful than any two-edged sword, so it's going to cut. And if it's not cutting, then it's not the word of Yah. It's not his integrity. He said he's a man that is perfect. And not only that, but he is an upright man. He is a man that has the yashar. The yashar. He's an upright man. I want to read that definition out of the Hebrew lexicon. He's a yashar. He is straightforward. He is right. He is pleasing. He's correct. He's fitting. He's properly straight and he is level. Hallelujah. That's what he said. That's all right. Only Yah could fit every one of those characteristics. But he said the ego is that we're not. We must understand he was hated now. HaMashiach said we're going to be hated of all men for my name's sake. Because I declare the name of my Abba. I declare the power of his name because I'm the power of that name. I declare it. I am the living word. I'm the fountain of the living water. I'm the integrity of Yahweh. He said he is a man that is upright and he is one that Yare. You've heard me preach on that many times. The Yare, the Yara of Yah. That he is one that there's an intensified fear of reverence there. He is one that Yare Yahweh. Now that's what it says. He fears who? Yahweh. And turns away, or he had chill as he despises. He turns away from evil. And he still holds fast his integrity. He had the integrity, the Toma. He had the Toma of Yah. He feared Yah. He was a perfect man. He was a lawful man. Was Yahshua perfect? The Yahshua walked in the integrity of Yah. He said, yet you have caused my hand to be turned against him to destroy him. But he holds fast his integrity. That's all right. We are going to be bombarded with the powers of hell. And Yah is going to pull the carpet. He's already pulling it back. And they're going to come to destroy the witness of this truth or the testimony of HaMashiach and the power of the Torah of Yah. We see that pervasive today. They're destroying the testimony of Yahshua, the power of this living Yoshak of Yah. They're destroying it everywhere. The Torah has no validity today. It has no power. It's not relevant at all. And they base their salvation or they base the Yahshak of Yah upon some of the tradition of the Baptist whore and the Methodist Jezebel because they're all out there being pimped. And they're all out there sticking out their own block. And they don't want nobody else on their block. They don't want you proselytizing their little infidels. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's what a whore does. She got her spot on the corner. You can't get that spot. She comes back and find you on that spot. She said, what you doing here? You know this is my spot. You know this is where I hang out, girl. You better go on. I kick some out of you. And that's where this whore is. The Baptist whore, the Methodist whore, the Pentecostal whore, the Apostolic whore, the Catholic whore, the Jezebel. They don't want you messing with their Johns. They don't want you proselytizing their Johns. And they have all started their superficial Protestant protesting against the name of Yah, against this Shabbat, against this Mitzvah. That's what they do. And they've all staked out their little places. And they're going out to secure all they can to bring them into that whore, that deep ditch, and that broad place. You do what you want to. Let your daughter dress like hoes. Let them go out and do what they want to. Let them run you, mammy. Hallelujah. Let them call the shots. Like hell. Hell will open up. And that is the truth. Not here. Hallelujah. He says, he's a man that fears me. But you have moved me against him to destroy him. That's what you have done. You have caused me to destroy him. But if there's anything he holds fast to the integrity. Toma. We must hold fast to the integrity of whom Yah is. The battles seem very intense, don't they? Our imuna is being tried, and we know, listen, brothers and sisters, we are only tzaddik or justified by the imuna, the faith of Yah. The just shall live by imuna. And if he is not faithful, he has no integrity. And if there is no integrity in him, then what is in us? We wait because we have Yah's integrity in us. We have the living word in our life. It is by the integrity of his heart that he led and fed Israel. Now, we're not being led by him and fed by him from his life. Then there is no integrity. Let us just go our way and do our thing because you're going to die. And that's the end of you. But not so, my friend. Not so. He's a man that is full of honesty. Yahweh is honest. He's very honorable. That's why we should honor him. We should honor what he does. We should know if it's of Yah, if it's of the strange whore. If you know that it's broad and wide and deep, you know it's of a whore. You know there's simplicity there, it's of Yah. Sure it is. Find some of the simplest of preachers. They may not know much, but they know the power of truth. And they hold fast to that. Hallelujah. That's the strength of the authorityship in HaMashiach. He's complete. He has the power of Yah. Now what this Jezebel says to us, to this generation, it says, you're your own person. That's what she does. It says, quote, God has a plan for you. Well, Yah has a plan for Yisrael, and it is his purpose. It is Yah's purpose to solidify his integrity. Quote, God wants you to have everything. Now, Yah wants us to buy truth and to have truth and not sell it. He wants us to have his integrity. The sparrows don't sow, but they reap. That's our issue to Yah. And so this Jezebel has been raised up, and these are her words. Look at this now. In Eob 2:9, this is what the wife says. Listen now. Now, this wife represents this whore, this assembly, this church age that we're in. This is what she says. She says, then his wife, chapter 2, verse 9, Eob, then his wife, his Ish, she said to him, do you still retain your integrity, your toma? Why did she not ask him, do you retain your love for me? This great affliction, but it humbled Eob. Why? To see the faithfulness of Yah. And he's going to humble this generation. I'm here to tell you, he's going to afflict it. Their gods are going to fail. I want you to hear this in any form you hear this message. Your God is going to fail you. Your America, idolistic worship, your sins, your cares for this life, your deceitfulness of your riches have choked out the power of the integrity of Yah. That's what it's done. It's choked it out. It's supposed to gain. It's the power of Yah with them. But they're deceived. He's not with them. He's not in Bill Gates. He has the lock on Yah. The Waltons say, to hell with you. We got him. They suppose that. That's what this whore does. She says now, that's what she's speaking to this generation. Well, quote, God wants you to do what you want to do. God, all these, we don't have all these laws. Yah gives us a Torah. And in the Torah we find the government of Yah that keeps this so damnable stuff under restraint. That's why he causes us to break it down, to humble it, to fast, and to deny it of its filthy appetite. So she says, do you retain your integrity? So that's what this generation asks Yah. Do you retain your integrity? There's not anyone there that loves you. There's not many there that call on your name. And those things you call misvalue, commanded, there are not many that keep those things. Do you still retain your integrity to say it has to be done your way and not our way? Can our way superimpose upon your way? Excuse me. Now, that's the way they talk to Yah. Say what you want to. This damned of a hypocritical generation, it talks that way. You have people on their job, the foreman says, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Excuse me, I got something to say. And he says, you're fired. Get out of here. Yah says, you're damned in hell. That's the way he says it. So you still retain your integrity. Them little bit of them folks that call on that name, Yah, whatever. But I see everybody that's doing that. Excuse me. Just excuse me. I want to say something. That's the way they do, Yah. That's the way this dog is. It's just a bit of splat. That's the way she is. For the sword of Yah shall be drawn. And he shall smite everyone that oppose him. So she says, excuse me. Excuse me, Eo, hated one. You know what that name means, don't you? Hate it now. Excuse me. Do you still maintain integrity, man? Yah maintains his integrity. I don't care what this Jezebel whore says. I don't care what this slut says. That's what she is. She's a slut. She lays with every kind of religion. She's a slut. She's a dog. Do you still maintain your integrity? She says, just Barak, a curse, Yah, and die. Just die. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to Barak, Yah, because that word curse there means that. That's how you enunciate Barak. I'm going to curse Yah. I'm going to Barak him. And I'm going to allow this whole flesh to die. I'm going to allow him to destroy, to impel it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Barak Yah. I'm going to bless him. And then let him destroy the will of this flesh. So do you maintain your integrity? You maintain this integrity of that one that speaks to you, this one that calls himself Yahweh. Do you maintain that? Well, I maintain the integrity of my HaMashiach. Yahshua is the light of the living word of Yahweh. I maintain that. I'm not going to curse. I'm not going to denounce Yahshua because the world is doing it today. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speak. And scripture says that a foolish woman, she is clamorous. She's a clamorous, putrefied thing. And she knows nothing. She doesn't know anything at all. This whore today, she's clamorous. She's a foolish Jezebel, brothers and sisters. She's a deep ditch. She's a wide place. She's clamorous. She's foolish. And she's clamorous. There's nothing but folly there. They get on the organs and the drum and they beat the skin off of them for them to act like a bunch of maniac morons. Flopping in the floor. That's what they do. The little whores with the dresses on over there, but I say just, and the little fella behind her looking at her hip just rolling. Say, look at that. That's what they do. And they call themselves having church, and they are having church. I ain't got no problem with that. Hallelujah. But they sure are not worshiping Yah. Hallelujah. They go to church every Sunday. It means nothing at all. Hallelujah. I will not darken the doors of these whole houses on their pagan Sunday. You're not right with Yah. He said, you speak like a foolish woman. You speak like a clamorous woman. You have not seen what Yah has done for me. You have not seen the integrity of Yah, my life. You speak like a foolish woman. You don't speak as though you have the sense of the man of HaMashiach. This whore today doesn't speak that way. She doesn't. She tells her parishioners, just curse the mighty one they call himself the creator. And just die, just move yourself away from him and come and serve our God. You say, you talk like a foolish woman. What? Shall we receive tov at the hand of Yahweh and shall not receive wrath, evil? Do you think you're going to receive all this tov and not receive the battles that Yah intends for you to have? Well, why does he do that? For you to maintain his integrity. And we're up against one of the most diabolical battles upon the face of the earth. It is one that is entrenched in the heart, the mind of man, to destroy the integrity of Yahweh. He said, do you think that Yah has given me all of this? And yet there is not a trial or a trying of his integrity in me? Do you think that, woman? You talk like a foolish one. You don't speak like a woman of the wisdom of Yah, like a virtuous woman. This whore is not a virtuous woman. She despises Yah. Above all things, I want to love him. Well, how do you love him? With your expression now. My words, sometimes, most of the times, they have no value. 99% of the time, my words have no value. It is just simply the integrity of Yah, whereby the value is inputted into any man. Hallelujah. Well, that's not me. You tell me you never said anything and never fulfilled that. You said you would get this done and never did it. The hypocrisy of this generation. It is so superficial because it thinks highly of itself. It thinks that it really possesses something. And you possess nothing. Nothing. All you possess is your being. And you better serve Yah with fear and trembling. So curse Yah and die. He said, no, I will not do that. He says in the latter part of verse 10, and all of this, and all of these things, the battles and the trial, did not Iyob sin with his mouth. He did not sin against Yah. He did not charge the integrity, the toma of Yah, to be worthless. It is his integrity, brothers and sisters. The faithfulness, the accountability. He wants to be accountable to us. And you're going to be accountable to him. You're not getting by in your way. Your way seems right, doesn't it? There's only one way that leads to the bosom of HaMashiach. And that's the way of Yah. No other way. That's the way of truth. Truth makes one free. Truth delivers one. And so I want the brutality. It may seem brutal. Truth seems brutal, doesn't it? Because it hurts. It encroaches upon my emotions, my feelings. Well, you don't have to be so honest about it. What do you want me to tell you, a lie? It's almost like a man says to his wife, how do I look? She says, well, that doesn't look right on you. What's wrong with it? Well, it just doesn't look right. The colors and that. You're too old for that, Pastor Roberts. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that kind of woman. That's how we respond. Come on here, someone. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Pastor Roberts. You preacher, why would you want to wear that? Well, you know, you just want to... And that's where we are. We don't like that brutal, that brutal honesty. Honesty is brutal because it gives you body blows. It knocks you down. Sure it does. It brings you down, doesn't it? That's what it does. And so we don't like the brutal honesty of Almighty Yahweh. He said, you're vile and you're filthy. You're full of your own sin, your own corruption. It is your own sin that is causing the yoke and the burden upon you. It's your own ways. So we don't want that. We want something that is superficial, false. And we can continue in our damnable, wicked ways. That brings us down to the doorway of death. And that is the separation from us and Almighty Yahweh. That is what it does. Turn to the 27th chapter, Iyob. I want to read this while you turn there. Isaiah says, he says this. Yeshaya 11:5. You turn to Iyob 27:1. But it says in Yeshaya 11:5, and Sudika, righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, shall be the truth. It shall be the Sudika, the Sudika of Yah shall be the girdle of the loins of Yah, Yahshua. And faithfulness is the girdle, or the girdle of his rule, his reign. That's what it is. His faithful. His integrity. Without integrity, and integrity is based upon your faithfulness. And if you're not faithful, you have no integrity. Yahweh has shown himself faithful to us. He never failed us in any circumstance. We have not just seen his hand because we have not been led by the Ruah. Did he not humble Iyob? Was it by afflictions? You think that we're not going to be afflicted? Why should a man complain if he's afflicted for his sins? All of our sins, our transgressions, we think we're not going to be humble for that. We're going to be humble so we know how to appreciate him in the midst of the great battle that is ahead. We're going to rely upon the integrity of Yah because he said it. I believe it. That's enough. It's settled. We will say, amen. Amen to Yah. Because we will know it is settled. We will know that it is true. We will know that. It says here in Job 27:1. I do want to read this from the Apocrypha, from Sirach. It says this, hear this, in Sirach 7:6. Listen to this. In Sirach, it says, do not seek to become a shoftim, a judge. Do not seek to become a judge now. Lest you be unable to remove iniquity, your total lessness. Lest you be partial to a powerful man. Now that's the situation. Well, it's not my sons and daughters. It's not the Roberts lineage. It's not the Smith or the Miller lineage. Lest you be partial to those that you regard. Why? And thus put a blot on your integrity. Because it's Deacon Horn that I will be partial and deal with Brother Sean differently. Now, that's not what Scripture teaches. Well, because it's my daughter, my judgment against her is different than my judgment against your daughter. Oh, she's a mess. I used to watch my wicked kinfolks do that. My mother was a wicked thing. I don't care what you say. Yours too. Unless she's right with you. I don't care how old she is. I used to watch my only aunt that I have alive today. They were wicked. And they actually thought, one, their children were doing the same thing, but yet they did not want anything, wanted to say anything about her son or her daughter, but yet they could talk against each other's children. That is such hypocrisy. And they all were in the same damnable cauldron of darkness and hell. And so you look at one that you have this association with, and you just don't think that they're that way. Your judgment doesn't mean a nick is worth a rat's tongue. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, I will, my brother. Toda. Yada, ya. Yada. I will. Toda. I will go ahead. I like that. Go ahead. I will. And I'm going right ahead. So unless your integrity receive a blot. You look at him and say, I don't know his integrity. There's a blot there. There's a great implication there, huh? Know what he or she will do. That's how you judge things on patterns. There's a matrix. You see what one does, you know that they're capable of doing that again. And that's how you make judgment and assessments. Hallelujah. You see a pattern there? It is what they call a matrix. It is a pattern. It is already established and you see it. You as a mother, you would know what that knucklehead son, when he was a knucklehead, would do. You knew the matrix. You knew when he was out of order. You know his attitude. You knew the glare in his eyes. You know how to respond. Is that right? And you were not wrong in your assessment. And every time you say, son, what have you done? Mama ain't got my mama. Mama, 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 mama. I ain't done nothing. Mama, mom, straight to go, mama. She said, boy, don't lie to me. Mama, I ain't going to lie to you. Just lie. Now, I want to tell you something, boy. I want to tell you something. Now, this is your last time. Big Daddy say that. Look at your boy. Your mama, she knows you. But Papa, no. I ain't doing that. That ain't me, Daddy. And he was doing just what they identified because they saw the matrix. They saw the pattern there. Yeah. Hallelujah. This damn stupid generation. Hallelujah. You can see the pattern. Say, boy, I ain't laying no pattern like that for you. You're going to do right. That's what Yah says. Hamashiach. And Shaul says, let us consider Yahshua Hamashiach. Our example, our pattern, our matrix. Why? Unless we become weary in our mind and we faint, brothers and sisters, that we have not the ability to wait. We cannot trust the integrity of Yah. We must consider Yahshua all time. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you better. That's where you fall prey to the enemy. All have sinned. Oh, this is a wicked generation. Your sons and daughters, unless they know you, they're wicked. I don't care how you dress it up, they're wicked. Hallelujah. Those that rebel against Yah, it's the spirit of witchcraft. Those that rebel against their parents, they're full of witchcraft. Okay, how you fix it up. How you want to look at it. They're full of witchcraft and deception. Deceit and lies. They're corrupt. Okay, whose son? Whose daughter? Okay, how you want to measure it up. They're full of witchcraft. They're full of sorcery. They're full of hell, witchcraft. And I will tell all you parents this. The Jezebels are the ones that left from here. I say this for everyone to hear. I don't want you, the witchcraft powers they send here, you get rid of that damn that we try to hear. That's what shamans do. They make dolls and pictures and things like that, and they use that for witchcraft. Don't need no identity of them. Hallelujah. My identity is in HaMashiach. Enemy knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. We're just an ignorant people. We don't understand that. Because we base things on emotions. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Let they do the will of Yah, that we hear the word of Yahweh and do his will. And that's the bottom line. With me, there's nothing else you can add that to me. Period. 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 Those that do the will of my Abba. If you do the will of my Abba, they don't love the word of Yah. They're no brother of mine. No sister, no daughter, no son. I don't take that back. That's what the word of Yah said. That's Yah's integrity. It has nothing to do with your little damnable trash, your immature integrity. You have no integrity. Your judgment is wrong. It's false. It's immature. Hypocrites will judge their brother with such a severe judgment. Woe unto them that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They say those that are wicked, they are right, and those that are right are wicked. You've done that in your damnable hypocrisy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to desecrate, want to debase me. That's all right. I can handle it better than you. Hallelujah. Is that all right, Brother Yosef? That's all right. Hallelujah. He says here in Eob 27:1. And this is an act of, you must understand the men Eliphaz, Zophar, and Bildad. These were Eob's friends, were they not? They were brutal on the man. Why? Yah did that. That his integrity may resonate out of the love of Job in a great fashion. He held fast the one thing above all things. He says this in Eob 27:1. Moreover, Eob continued his parable, his speech, his mishpli, and said, as Yahweh lives, who has taken away my mishpah. Look what he took away. He took away my judgment. He took away my judgment. And the Almighty who has troubled my being. He said, all the while my ruah, look at what he says. All the while I have life, my ruah is in me. And the ruah of the Almighty, the ruah of Yahweh Almighty is in my nostril, his breath. He says in verse 24, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter lies and deceit. Yahweh forbid that I should justify. He's talking to his friend. Now, he said, I'm not going to justify what you've said. That I should justify you until I die. He said, until I die, I will not remove my integrity from me. I will not remove the Torah. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you assault. I don't care what words you say. Until I die, I will not. I will not. It was not them praying for Eob and Yah restored him. It was Eob praying for them. And Yah bringing about the restoration. Why? Because of integrity. He said, I don't care what you say. That's what he says. Yah forbid that I should justify you. Is that what he says in your text? He said, Yahweh forbid that I should say that. Okay, Eliphaz. Yeah, I have no integrity. That's what this whore wants you to say. Just say I'm just like all the rest of them. No, I'm not like all the rest of them. To hell with the rest. No, I'm not like all the rest of them. It was a beautiful young man that came here yesterday. Brother Patrick and I were talking about him. The one that delivered that Nathan's bike. And he had a very beautiful spirit. I really liked the spirit. He says to me, Messianic. I say, yes. I understand what he says. I don't believe in the identity of what we call Messianic. You should realize today, because it's nothing but a fabrication of this falsehood. But we are followers of Messiah. He is our example. We believe in that. And he says, I am too. He said, you can tell he was a very studious young man, very tender spirit, beautiful man. He really was. He saw my life until Yah brought me into this truth. He lives right there in Charlotte. He said, until Yah will open up this understanding. As I tell you what, go to our website. He named off an assembly. That I know about them. I've written to them. They won't contact me. They listen to me. They won't bother me. Believe me. There are folks up in that area that have contacted me. They don't like Preacher Day because he doesn't have the hermeneutics and the hermeneutics and he doesn't philosophize things. He's a very indignant type of a preacher.
We want someone that is more eloquent and one that deals with little rituals and ritualisms. You understand? And doesn't rock my boats. They don't want someone like this. They don't. And he had such a wonderful spirit on the man. Beautiful purpose in his life. You can see that. He was a beautiful man. That's hard to find today, beautiful people. Well, you find the world has caused us this Jezebel spirit. We paint ourselves and twist our locks and do all that, and you're still not beautiful. Those that are beautiful, they have the meekness of the Yahshua, the salvation of Yah. He beautified the meek with salvation, with Yahshua. That's what he does. It's not the verbiage of their mouth. You could sense that from that young man without even talking to him. I knew it was something different. Hallelujah. He was excited. I said, go to the website. Listen. He said, that I will do. Hallelujah. So Eob said, you think I will? Yahweh forbids me. He warns me not to justify you. He said, I won't tell you something. I will die. He said, until I die, and I will die, I will not remove my integrity from me. He said, my tzedakah, the righteousness of Yah, is not by Eob's righteousness. What he was saying, he said, my tzedakah, I hold fast and will not let it go. He said, my love will not reproach me. You know what that means? He said, I won't allow my heart to taunt me and to defy me. The heart is deceitful, isn't it? Yeah. But both things are desperately wicked. And the heart will make you think you're doing something that's wrong, and yet you're doing something right. He said, I won't even allow my heart to reproach, to taunt me, to defy me, or to upbraid me. He said, I won't do that. I won't even do that. Me, so as long as I live. He said, as long as I live. He said, I know you all are my friend. And I like your friendship too. He said, but I will not even allow my love to taunt, to reproach me, to defy me, and to make me think that the integrity of Yah that is in me, by his tzedakah, he said, I will die. I will die in this. And we're going to die. We're going to die in Yah's integrity. We're going to die having that integrity. We're going to die knowing that precious in the sight of Yah is the death of one of his kid Ushams. You better have that integrity. Or fear is going to reap hold of you and shall never let you go. We need the integrity of Yahweh. And Eob said, I will not let this religious whore, I will not let this foolish woman, I will not let mama's religion or daddy's religion, born a Baptist, die one. No, I was born and shaped in sin and iniquity. But it is the truth of my humble Shia that has made me free. So I'm going to die in him. I'm going to die in him. I'm not dying in mama's religion. I'm not dying in this church way. I'm dying in the truth. Hallelujah. I hope this is making sense. Makes sense to me. For sure it does. Hallelujah. Someone will respond. They'll write me and say, Pastor Robert, my, needed that one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I will hold fast. I will not allow my left to reproach me or to make me think that I'm not right with Almighty Yahweh. I will not do that at all. We must, as Dawid says, here in Tehillim 25:21, he says, Yah, let your tomah, your integrity and tzedakah preserve me, for I wait on you, Yahweh. Tehillim 25:21. That is what preserves us, integrity. Yahweh's integrity, his tzedakah, his righteousness, his uprightness, his purity. He said, let that preserve me. He said, for I will wait on you, Yah. I don't care how things seem. That's what Eob did. He said, I won't let you remove the integrity of Yah from my heart. Brothers and sisters, I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your sisters, brothers. Don't allow them to remove the integrity of Yah from you. He said, until I die, I will hold fast. He did not say, I will hold fast to my sons. They were gone. He had a wife. He did not say, I hold fast to my wife. I will not hold fast to my riches. He said, but I will hold fast to my integrity. Because I know what this integrity, I know where it comes from. It is not by any works that I have done, any works of tzedakah I have done, but according to the mercies of Almighty Yahweh, that he has shown me that he is not only able, that he is more than able. We better understand that. In this hour, this dispensation that we're in, we better understand that, brothers and sisters.
He said, I'm going to hold fast.
This integrity, this lawfulness of Yahweh, this truth of Yah, I'm going to hold fast.
His word is truth. His word is his faithfulness. That's why he speaks it to us. When you tell someone something with words or express it, you want to show them your faithfulness. You want to show them your integrity. So let integrity, your sadiqah, your integrity preserve me. He says, for I will wait on Yahweh. I will endure despite opposition. I will hold fast to my Abba, regardless to what my trial is. As Brother Patrick so diligently brought out to us, that in our patience, one can only have that kind of patience as he showed us what delivers or brings the strength of patience. It comes through the trials and tribulations. And in that patience, we see the hand of Yah, we see the integrity of Yah, and we know that what he says, and his word that he has spoken and writ unto us, and the life of that in HaMashiach, it is real and it is alive. And that is what we have our confidence in. We have our confidence in the word of Yah, the living word of Yahweh, Yahshua. He said, I will die before I allow the integrity of Yahshua be ripped from me. I'm afflicted, but HaMashiach warned me many other afflictions. Other Sadiqah. But Yah delivers him out of them all. His integrity. His Tomah. His strength. His steadfastness. His power. So he delivers us out of them all. We're going to be afflicted. Why? Because we must be brought low. We must be humble. Arrogant people, full of pride, full of haughtiness. That's why the power of His truth is destroyed in us. We need the liveliness of His truth in us, brothers and sisters. We can't base things upon our emotions or feelings. We have to do it on the integrity of Yah. And Job said, I don't care what you say. I don't care how you bring, how you belittle me. That's all right. And all of that, those men said to Job, it caused him to examine his level and to make sure that he had the strength of Yah's integrity. Everything they said, it challenged Yahweh's integrity. And his disclosures to them were always precise and superlative. They were super. That's why we don't have to wonder how we're going to answer. We don't have to wonder what we're going to say. For the Ruah of Yahweh in us will give us the answer and give us the words to speak, even to ourselves, when the battle seems very intense, when it seems as though that there's no way to overcome. We have an assurance. This is what Kephar says, Peter, 1 Peter 1, 1 Peter 4, 19. 1 Peter 4, 19. He says, wherefore, let them that are afflicted or suffer according to the will of Yah commit the keeping of their being, their soul, their mind, their ruah, to Him in well-doing, as to a faithful Creator. We that suffer, let us commit ourselves over unto Yah, because He's faithful. He has made us, He is a faithful Creator, according to His will, His integrity. It is His integrity, it is His faithfulness that shows us the power of His integrity. He has never left us. He has never forsaken us. Even though HaMashiach seemed forsaken, Yah did not turn away from Him. And we're in this hour whereby it seems as though we're forsaken. Because we're the integrity of Yah. We are the men of integrity. To use and take advantage and rape the people today. That's all you find today. For their own gain, their own selfish purpose, and their own need, has nothing to do with integrity of Yah. I'd rather have His integrity than to have $10,000. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't have $10,000, but I certainly have His integrity today. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, these are not my words. This is His truth. I have no truth. It is His truth. I want to close from Tehillim, Psalms. I'm not just where I want to be yet, but I'll get there soon, all right. My measure of strength. It's just not where I want it to be, all right. Tehillim 41, Psalms 41. Who to begin at verse 7. And these are the words This prophecy is truly concerning Yeshua HaMashiach. And in these verses, he actually speaks in the volume of whom Yeshua is. He really does in these verses here. He talks about what shall be the demise of HaMashiach, but what shall be the hope of the restored covenant unto Israel. So he says here, and this is HaMashiach, although this is David talking, this is HaMashiach, he says, Tehillim 41:7. Listen to this. This is so beautiful. All that they that hate me whisper together against me. Na'iyo means hated. That's what it means. And Yeshua, he said that we will be hated by all men for his name's sake. David experienced these very same things. He said, all those that whisper together against me, they hate me that whisper against me. Against me do they devise my hurt? Do these men want to destroy me? Hallelujah. Verse 8. He said, an evil Belial disease, say they cleave fast to him. And now that he lies, he shall rise again. It speaks of the very powerful resurrection, this disease, this death that grabbed hold to him, and it cleaved unto him, and yet he was brought forth by the integrity of Yahweh's word, because he declared 3 days and 3 nights, he shall get up. He shall lie in the sepulchre 3 days and 3 nights, and he shall get up. He said, yes, my own familiar friend, Shaphat, my own friend, in whom I trusted. I say to the brothers, I was talking with Brother Patrick, I believe, the other day. We were talking. And I talk to my young men because I want them to have the strength of Yah in them. In case something happens to me, the men, you brothers, will cause this place to go forth and take care of the widows, watch after them, make sure they're taken care of. Hallelujah. I want that above all things. I don't care about things, those kind of things. That I'm not impressed with that. You all know me well enough. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that the house of Yah is well looked after. You're all taken care of. That means more to me than anything, brothers and sisters. I'm glad that Yah has brought us to this point, what we are, who we are, and the ones that are here. I'm glad of that. I have no problem. None. Hallelujah. He said, my own familiar friend whom I trusted, which did eat at my bread, that the bread of HaMashiach has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Yahweh, be merciful to me and raise me up that I may repay them. Vengeance is mine, saith Yah. But this know, that you favor me because my enemy does not triumph over me. I know you favor me, Yah. Even the most vile Belial disease does not cause my confidence in you to be eroded. I don't lose that, Yah, even in the midst of death. He said, my enemy, is death an enemy? And the last enemy that shall be destroyed, isn't it not death? Is it to be destroyed? That's our enemy. And as for me, you uphold me. This is HaMashiach, not David, talking in the person of Yeshua. In my integrity, in my Tomah, in my integrity, you upholdeth me in my integrity. For he is the living word of Yah. Unless that word is alive in you, you have no integrity at all. And set me before your face. Is he set before the face of Yah forever? Sure he is. You'll set me before your face forever. And he says this here, blessed is Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting. So be it, amen. So be it. And let it be fulfilled. Amen, amen. Let mine integrity, because it is your tzedakah, your integrity, that is in me that upholds me. He came in the integrity of Almighty Yah. And we must walk in that. He came to restore the lust and the beauty to that name. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, Yah. I have made known, I have manifest your name to them. I have made known the power of your name. For in that name we find integrity. And one without a name, there is no integrity. Every man had a name. Kepha, Ehud, they all had names. Yah says that my integrity is the power of my name. Because in that name you have Yahshua, your Yahshua. And that lets you know that I'm mighty to save and I'm mighty to deliver. So I present unto you integrity.
What?
Yahshua is the integrity of the way of Yah. And we must know Him in order to know the Abba. You cannot know Him and not know the Father, the Abba. You cannot say you know the Abba and not know Yahshua HaMashiach. For He is integrity of whom Yah is. And without that, there is no integrity. None. So let the integrity of Yah uphold you. Let the truth of Yah, His faithfulness, uphold you. We that are poor, better is the poor with integrity. Better is the poor that walk in integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Better for us to have Yah's integrity than to be perverse and to walk as fools and to do things that are foolish. A foolish woman, she's very clamorous. She's stupid. And she knows nothing. This whorehouse today, she's a fool. She's a deep ditch. And that's why folks can't get out of her. Yeah. Young man that goes into a whore, she's a deep ditch and he doesn't get out of her. Yeah. A strange woman, a strange doctrine that is not based upon Torah. It's broad and wide. It gives you every kind of permissive will to do whatever you want to. Not so with Yah. Yeah. Not so. Without His integrity, He has no value. None whatsoever. And with this great assault against His integrity, He shall cause Israel to be raised by His breath. For He shall breathe the breath. There shall be a great outpouring of His Ruah upon Israel. And the power of that integrity of Yah shall flourish mightily in the midst of death, battles, hardship, sickness, whatever. We're going to trust Him. For it's by the stripes of HaMashiach we're healed. That's the integrity of Yah. And then He's doing all He can to remove that, isn't He? May Yah bless you today. May He cause His strength to rest deeply in your life. Give you assurance, you that are listening at the live stream, may cause you to rejoice in this hour. May His love, beautiful, wonderful crowd today. May His love fill your life today. Well, we had all those folks here, the place would be full. Bless you all that are listening. We do bless Yah. You that have been faithful to the works here and your gifts, the ministry, we bless you tremendously for your wonderful gifts that have come in on this week. I say, Toda Yah, for all that you have done, your kindness, your faithfulness, you that have assisted and blessed the works here, we bless you for that. And there's a brother down there in Florida. His name is, he's a doctor, Dr. Snyder. He put me on a radio station. It's on the web as well. I need to find that because I want to see how it's going out. He simply wanted to put me on the station. Someone told him of me, one of his friends, he said, and he contacted us here, and he wanted to put me on his station. And so I bless y'all for that. Hallelujah. I pray that someone do what they did on WWCR, put us on there for a year. I never met that man. He paid for the broadcast because he wanted Russia. He wanted China. He wanted Africa to hear this. He wanted them. And as I look each morning, there's a report that I look at. It is a Google report as to where the people are coming from. And it amazes me where they're coming from. From all over the world, brothers and sisters. There are folks that literally, I know they're spending hours and they're listening. They may not have the ability to contact, or they don't know how, or Yah is dealing with them. But His word is going forth. His truth is. And He's going to cause the remnant to hear. And that caused my love to delight more than anything. More than anything. I don't care about no finances. What it costs us to keep this rolling, we will put what it takes in that. We'll make sure that it goes out. We're going to do that. That's for sure. We want this word to go out. We want the people to hear. We want them to be strengthened, Israel, to understand Yah's integrity. It has nothing to do with Deacon Benny, Dave Roberts, Deacon Horn, any of the brothers, any of you sisters. Sister Dean has to do with Almighty Yah. That's what it's all about. And when these brothers speak to us, they don't promote identity, they promote Him. Hallelujah. So may Yah bless you all, you that are listening. May He bless you. May He strengthen you. May He cause His refreshings to rest upon you and cause your heart to delight. Let us stand to our feet. And God bless you all today. Come on, Brother Patrick. Our song.
Let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our land. Be now your heart, sweet this house. Cause us, Yahweh.
Your neighbor's hand and sing, everyone, come on.
So let there be love.
We do greet you all that are listening, wherever you're listening. We do barak Abba. You're gathering us this troubled phone of Almighty God. We listen on Wednesday evening service. This will be a wonderful message concerning peace, God, and unleavened. May we bless you richly. May God enrich your Shabbat this day. Sing with us.
To arise, give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
Come on, look at David. The eyes and sing that genuinely.
So let there be a heart set among us. Let there be a heart in our land. May now your heart sweep it out. Cause us, Yahweh. A brother you have that is real. So let there be a heart shed among us. Let there be a heart.
Ah, one more time.
So let there be a heart shed.
And mighty our Abba. As we close this Shabbaton this day, we ask you to strengthen us all. Take each one down the highway safely. We ask your strength upon us all. We do pray for little Ruth Anna that you would touch her body and heal her in Yeshua's mighty name. As you do for all that are here, those that are not here, touch them. We ask you to help us all and to bless us. Strengthen each one of us this day that we may walk truly in your pure hava. Bless every ear today that has heard. Those on the live stream that are listening. We told her, yada ya, in Yeshua. For everyone that is listening today, for such a wonderful large crowd today, we bless you for that. Yeshua's mighty name. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We pray for those in authority, leaders and rulers, kings of the earth, that your will be done in them all. Bless us all this day and enrich us all. For we ask all things in the mighty name. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 God bless you all.